Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Saturday, July 24th. Today on Forbes, how telehealth startup QuitGenius is revolutionizing addiction treatment. Substance abuse has been a consistent and growing problem for decades. Within the U.S., it's now estimated to impact nearly 21 million Americans, according to statistics from the Addiction Center. For Yusuf Sherwani and his fellow physicians Maruf Ahmed and Sareem Siddiqui, it was hard to watch their patients try to get help for addictions in an environment where it was easy to get diagnosed, but much harder to get connected to treatment. The trio decided to develop a way to make existing proven treatments for addictions more accessible. They arrived at QuitGenius, a startup that uses structured digital treatment programs to meet people where they are, online, and bills through their employer to help ease some of the associated, and usually costly, fines and fees. Founded in 2017 and launched in 2019, the company is now operating in the UK and about half of the states in the US. It's signed 55 employer and health plan customers, giving more than 2 million people access to its opioid, alcohol, and tobacco programs. After increasing revenue 10 times over the last 12 months, the startup raised a hefty new round of financing to keep expanding. A $64 million Series B round, co-led by Swedish asset manager Kinnevik and British VC firm Atomico. QuitGenius plans to use the capital to help expand the company's reach in the U.S. and to continue investing in peer-reviewed studies that track and help improve its treatment programs. With accessibility in mind, QuitGenius opted to focus on a digital platform rooted in connections with real doctors back in 2017. Such an approach allows a patient to conduct weekly sessions with the doctor, while also accessing digital tools and chat features that nudge or support them in the interim. For full coverage, check out Rebecca Siskudak's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.